This is Twit.
I haven't. Right. I just got this. I haven't actually done any exercise with it. So
what is that's the LG what again?
Oh, I guess we should talk about it. Let's take a break. We'll talk about the Urbane. Right. Is that Urbane or what? Actually, I don't. Maybe we don't need to. We only have one more, right? I could do. We could do a little Urbanify.
Is the flat tire going on there or no?
Yeah, no flat tire. LG got rid of that with the R.
As long as you have the bezel, you're okay.
And it's a what I really like about it, and I think the key. Well, the bezel doesn't hide it. It's just a round. It's literally a round LED. Hello, what's going on here? Oh, that's kind of cool. I love
the. But you could hide the electronics needed that required the flat tire in
underneath
the bezel,
there.
Right?
Maybe I don't know if you. I think they're just using a different screen nowadays, and they don't really.
Oh, is that it? Oh.
Yeah. Let me see if I can get. So, comes with some nice watch faces. This one's kind of interesting. This is called Daily. That gives you calendar information as well. But the big, look at that. See, that's my next appointment. The big,
nice.
The big thing that's kind of cool about this is it's an OLED screen. So, the Moto 360 is LCD, and once you get to once you go OLED, you never go back. It's just, and it also saves battery because only the white stuff is using juice. So I feel like, the other thing that I like Android Wear better, you notice the Apple Watch turns off. It really has to save power. So it just goes blank. Android Wear has always had this kind of dim version. That's what you're seeing right now. So the watch is always on. You can always see what time it is. But if you want to wake it up, you know, you do the little bit of the wrist thing. On the other hand, the Apple Watch can send heartbeats, which this cannot do yet. I keep pressing too hard. I forget it doesn't have forced touch. I like this. This is the stock watch.
Right, forced touch is an Apple Watch thing.
Yeah, that's an Apple Watch thing.
It detects pressure.
Yeah. $350 on the Urbane. It's the same guts as the G Watch R. But the OLED screen is gorgeous. And I think the styling is good. You know, it's a little... Maybe it's a little ostentatious. I got the gold one. They have a silver one as well. But if for $350, you get gold. I think it's a good-looking watch.
It is.
Yeah.
How big does it feel versus the Moto?
This is a 42-millimeter Apple Watch. The Moto is about the same size, square versus round. This is big. A slender-wristed man or woman might not like this.
Which I am.
Yeah, there's no, unlike the Apple Watch where you can go 38 millimeters, there's no alternative in the Android Wear space. They're all big. The Apple Watch is pretty. I mean, come on, you can't.
It is,
I mean,
pretty. It's, that's cool. It's pretty. I mean, that one's pretty hip. Like, it's pretty hipster, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's sporty.
Are you saying my specific one is pretty hipster?
I think so.
That brand.
No, I mean hipster in a good way.
Is it more hipster if I have Mickey on it?
I heard about the Mickey face. What is up with that?
Yeah, well, remember Disney and Apple are kind of close
bedfellows. Yeah,
this is the stainless steel with Milanese loop, which is about $700 as displayed upon my hairy wrist. This is $350 with a leather band, although it's a standard 22 millimeter, so you can put any watch band you want on there.
When does the Urbane go on sale?
I bought it last week. You were here.
You did, because it still says it didn't. Oh, it didn't appear to be on sale. Okay.
No, yeah, it's on sale. I bought it last week.
It's coming soon. No, it says coming soon on
They ran out.
Site.
They ran out. They ran out. Sorry.
Ooh.
This is the first watch with the Android Wear 5. Is it 5.2? I guess
5.1, I believe.
Or 5.1?
Yep.
And so that's kind of cool because it has the new card flick, which I can't do because I don't have any cards. But you can, instead of touching it, you can flick the cards like this. It also has Wi-Fi.
Oh, so that rotates the cards.
So I'm wrong. It's, out of stock. Out of stock.
Yeah, they sold out. Apparently, you can get them elsewhere, including, I think, AT&T and Verizon had them. So.
The silver is in stock, not the gold. You endorse the gold, eh?
Well, it's a little coppery, but it's, you know, I mean,
What do you think, Gina? What do you think? Taste alert here.
On the style of that watch?
Silver versus gold.
Oh, silver versus gold. I'm a silver person. Sorry, Leo. I would have gone with the silver, but I...
Yeah. Silver looks nice. And it has a complimentary leather band.
Mm-hmm.
I really like, actually, this watch a lot. You know what it comes down to? What are you going to carry, an iPhone or an Android phone? What do you like better? Because the watches are so similar in capability.
Do you think these watches are ever going to talk to the other operating system or no. It doesn't seem like there's any financial incentive. I mean, it seems like these are accessories to the phone.
Reports are that Google is going to do a version of Android Wear for iOS.
Yeah, but it will not be very capable because Apple...
Because it can't. Yeah.
Apple doesn't give you access to all this stuff. I mean, certainly the Apple Watch will always be the most capable choice for somebody using an iPhone. I think they're both good. I think smartwatches are of limited utility. And nobody should think of a smartwatch as something that they have to have. It doesn't do more than the phone does. Well, I guess it does if you talk about sending heartbeats. I can't do that with a phone. But and you know, having sent Lisa an awful lot of heartbeats now, I think we're kind of over it. You know, the other person has to have an Apple phone.
Yeah, that really seemed more like a marketing
than
actual something that you really. Aww.
It's no longer even romantic, to be honest with you. So
that's Leo. That's marriage.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe the Apple Watch is like marriage. After 6 months, you couldn't care less. No, that's terrible. Oh. I'm joking, honey.
Quick, send another heart. Quick.
I am actually joking. It's just, you know, of course, Lisa and I work together, so it's not, if I wanted to send her a heartbeat, I could just press my chest against her ear. So
and that would make good show, right?
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. What are you doing? Get away from me. So anyway.